Alice Grayson speaking. The canon law section on the Veil of Innocence website contains many laws pertaining to the dignity of the family. However, for the audio section, I've chosen simply the major canons that confirm what the mission of Veil of Innocence. Canon 212B1 says, Christ's faithful, conscious of their own responsibility, are bound to show Christian obedience to what the sacred pastors who represent Christ declare as teachers of the faith and prescribe as rulers of the church. B2. Christ's faithful are at liberty to make known their needs, especially their spiritual needs, and their wishes to the pastors of the church. B3. They have the right, indeed at times the duty, in keeping with their knowledge, competence, and position, to manifest to the sacred pastors their views on matters which concern the good of the church. They have the right also to make their views known to others of Christ's faithful, but in doing so they must always respect the integrity of faith and morals, show due reverence to the pastors, and take into account both the common good and the dignity of individuals. Canon 795. Education must pay regard to the formation of the whole person so that all may attain their eternal destiny and at the same time promote the common good of society. Children and young persons are therefore to be cared for in such a way that their physical, moral, and intellectual talents may develop in a harmonious manner, so that they may attain a greater sense of responsibility and a right use of freedom and may be formed to take an active part in social life. Canon 799. Christ's faithful are to strive to secure that in the civil society, the laws which regulate the formation of the young also provide a religious and moral education in the schools that is in accord with the conscience of the parents. That is sufficient to bring to a pastor or principal. However, you are at liberty to read on the many laws that pertain to the dignity of individuals in canon law.